Today is Thursday, the 16th of April, 2026. We appreciate you joining us as we lift up each other in prayer this morning. Our Minute with the Master is from Acts chapter 16, verse number 25. At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. At midnight, Paul and Silas, shackled and in prison, sang praises to God with such pleasure and joy that God not only caused an earthquake and delivered them, but he also brought joy and salvation to the jailer's house. The Bible tells us we are to bless the Lord at all times and praise him continually. Praise is a sure way to indicate to God that you have joy in your heart in all circumstances. It lets God know you are thankful to be alive and you are grateful for his presence. Praise lets God know that you are depending on him to come see about you, and you trust him with the outcome of your most difficult problem. When you praise God in the midst of adversity, it stops the devil in its tracks. It causes the unsaved to be curious about the God you serve, and it lifts your spirits above the weight of your situation. So praise God in all circumstances today. Praise him when your spirit is high, and praise him when your spirit is low. Praise him when you are tired from caregiving, and praise him when your body is in intense pain. Praise God when you are in the worst situation of your life, and praise him when you cannot see your way out of what appears to be a dead end. Why? Because praise gets God's attention. Praise moves his hand in your favor, and it opens doors that you cannot open on your own. Let your praise rise above every circumstance today, trusting that even in your darkest moment, God is already working a miracle on your behalf. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Sister Sandra, and we want to add a four-year-old little girl who is on dialysis. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Sandra.
Thank you, Sister Prince, and good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions on this thankful Thursday are as follows. For Charzel Harper, Teresa Harper's father, his health is failing. We thank God for 98 years of life and pray that he may be comfortable without pain and at peace for the rest of his days. We know that God is in control. For Jessica Burns and the Burns family, we pray for them as they cope with the sudden passing of her father, R.L. Burns, a general contractor in Orlando. We ask the Lord to grant them peace and unity as they prepare for his homegoing services. For those experiencing physical or mental illness, we pray for proper diagnosis and treatment, and that God receives the glory for what he will do in their lives. For caregivers, we pray for strength to get through each day as the primary caregivers for loved ones. We pray God reveals his perspective on situations and grants endurance. For those with a cloud of uncertainty looming over their head, we pray for an extra dose of faith for those who doubt God will come to your rescue. For the shattering of false gods, we pray for family members to be delivered from belief in the occult, be released from the grips of the enemy, and for them to be alert to his targeted attacks. For those in toxic relationships, we ask God to break strongholds and unhealthy soul ties, to uncover them with his life-changing spirit and saturate them with his love. For everyone on the call this morning, we pray for God to make you aware of the direction you need to take and for answers to prayers to flow down from heaven freely. We also ask God to supply your covering for the day. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in all war-torn regions, and we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Thank you. God bless you. And let's praise God today, no matter what.
Am I on?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead. You're on. Go ahead.
Bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in our mouth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord because he's good, he's kind, and he's merciful. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad. And clap your hands, all ye people. Ah, lift up your voice, make a joyful noise, because the King of glory has come in. Who is the King of glory? Him that is strong and mighty. We give thanks to God this morning. We praise him this morning because he's a good God. We thank him this morning. We thank him for the activities of our limbs, and blood is pumping in our veins, and we are in our right mind. We come enter into the gate, standing in the gap, making up the hedge, asking you to forgive us of all of our sins and our thoughts and our shortcomings, because we come to pray to the God of this universe. We thank you that Jesus sit on the right hand of the Father and makes intercession for us day and night. And we thank him that the blood of Jesus still has power. We pray, Father, for that baby that's on dialysis. Heal and deliver. We pray for the Harper family, oh God, that you give them peace and comfort. And you give their father comfort as he rests. We pray for the Burns family, Father, that you will comfort them in their loss, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come praying about mental illness, physical illness. We pray, Father, that diagnosis will come to pass. We pray, Father, that antidote will come. We pray, Father, that peace and rest will come in their minds, and that it will not be plagued by the devil, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray this morning for caregivers, them that take care of folk, and that you give them endurance, power, and strength, that you lighten the load, God, and give them resources. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, because we live in an uncertain world. But one thing for sure, that we have God, and God is yes and amen. He's all-knowing and all-powerful. We pray that our faith don't fail us, but it will be increased, that God would never leave us, not forsaken us. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father. We pray, Father, for relationships that are toxic. We pray for family relationships, marriage relationships, relationships, period, that are toxic. And we know for sure that you don't want us entangled with toxic stuff. So we pray, Father, this morning that relationships be put in your hands and you filter through the good and bad and you make the change. In the name of Jesus, we trust you with our lives. We give you praise this morning. We serve notice on the devil and tell him to get up under our feet, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, pulling down strongholds of the enemy. We dress up this morning. We put on our armor this morning, that our mind will be fixed. Our hearts and our vital organs will be protected by the breastplate of righteousness. We will think on those things that are good and those things that are praiseworthy. With the helmet of salvation, we put on the belt of truth that holds up all of our armor. And the truth is that the Bible says, those that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew our strength. And the Bible tells us to send out the word of God, and it will not return void this morning. We thank you for the peace that our feet will be traveling in today. In the name of Jesus, and most of all, the shield of faith that will protect us. You told us we have it as small as a mustard seed. We can speak to the mountains in our lives and tell them to be gone. In the name of Jesus, sickness, be gone. In the name of Jesus, because Jesus nailed it on the cross. We can look at that confusion and that disappointment and that hurt and say, be gone in the name of Jesus. And I will say this morning, love yourself because Christ loved you. He paid a price for you. And like Minister Gatewood say, hug yourself. Be good to yourself. Yes, thank good about yourself. Square your shoulders because you're a precious cargo, because you belong to God and God belongs to us. He's our Father. So we give him praise this morning. Thank you for making us. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for blowing your breath in our bodies. Thank you, Father, because we're the apple of your eye. We give you glory this morning. We praise you. Thank you for taking care of our family and our children and providing for us and our grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we slept through the night, as we tossed and we turned. Thank you for the very breath that we breathe in our bodies. Thank you for the neighbors on the left and the right, in front and back. Thank you, God, that there's peace all around us when the world is in chaos. We pray for the wars and rumors of wars. We pray this morning that the land will cease. Yes, God, and bring peace. We pray for the president and all his decision making and everybody that goes along with it. We pray, Father, for Ukraine, not in Russia, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the starvation of the world, that there'll be resources. We pray this morning for our education department in the name of Jesus, that there'll be resources there and there will be people that have an interest in our children's and grandchildren's affairs. We pray for teachers and principals, administrations, that they will govern themselves according to the education system. But most of all, we pray that prayer will enter back in our schools. We pray that you send out secret agents into our schools in the name of Jesus. We pray for the economy system in the name of Jesus. We pray for jobs and homes to be built. We pray for safety of them that are captive in the name of Jesus. We pray for government officials that make decisions in the name of Jesus. We pray for our troops this morning that they'll be shielded and protected. We pray for their parents this morning that will have peace and rest. We pray for your house in my house this morning that peace will abide, that you are an all-significant God, that our oil and our flour would never run out, and our shoes would never wear out, our clothing would never wear out. You preserved, yes, you did, the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness. Surely, God, you got us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for being a good daddy. Thank you, Father, that the world will see how good you are. We pray for doctors, scientists, chemists. We pray for them that mix medicine will kiss the face of God in the name of Jesus, that they'll work hand in hand. We give you glory. We give you glory. We honor you and we praise you. I don't know what the day may hold, but I know you hold a day in your hands. Go before us and clear every obstacle out of the way as we walk through the day. We walk not alone, but we walk with you. You are everything to us, and you are in everything. Nothing escapes you. Takes us by surprise, but not you. Thank you, Father. It's a good day to have a good day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Elder Timms. We pray that the presence of God will go before you and bless your efforts today. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Thursday morning. Goodbye.